Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable for this Tuesday. It is the 22nd of September, 14 minutes past 9 o'clock, and a delight to have you here as always. Thank you very much for being with us. It's always good to know that you're here and are with us on this ride as we try to figure out what's going on in the world, and we always appreciate your attention and your good graces by writing to us as well. panel@wamc.org, panel@wamc.org. Let's introduce everybody. Alan Shartok, good morning. How are you?
Well, Joe, I'm doing good. I'm just anticipating that we had one of the best mornings ever yesterday. And that includes fund drives or the lockbox, the phase that we're in right now, remembering that we can't really have a full fund drive because of the pandemic, and that this is the moment when we have to raise the money. And the question then becomes, how can we do it and how fast can we do it so that when the Ruth Bader Ginsburg memorial service comes up, we can be there for the full thing and we won't have to stop. Or when the Supreme Court hearings, which are clearly going to happen, we will be there for that. And we won't stop because there will be some amazing things that come out in all of that. And in order to do that, Joe, I guess I don't have to tell you and everybody else now that of the 500,000 or so people who are listening to this radio station every month, of which tens of thousands are listening right now, it's so simple. Now, yesterday, I got a message from somebody who was really ticked off and said, why are you interrupting the panelists? They have good things to say, and you're going after the grubby money. Lady, you don't get it. You just don't get it, do you? That the idea is that nobody can put that kind of money in and just $1 million and do it. But if everybody does just a little right now at this moment, see, because there's this thing in my brain, it just doesn't compute that there are still some people who don't understand that. Look, I think it's KCRW out in California is cutting everybody back and furloughing their reporters and doing all of that. And here we are, because we have the greatest audience in the world, who put yesterday $200,000 in because we all put our minds to it. But today we can do even better. Nobody can be excused from this who listens. Now, do you have to? No. Is there a law? No. But if you want the radio station, it seems so simple to me that everybody can say either $1 or $1,000 or $5 or $15. We could do it this morning. You go to WAMC.org, WAMC.org, or you go to the phone and you dial 1-800-323-9262. Either of those will make it happen. Now, yesterday we raised $200,000. We could do it all right now. If everyone, me included, everybody, just did something today. Didn't turn around, didn't say, he's spieling to somebody else and he doesn't mean me. No, I mean everybody. If somebody calls me and says, why are you raising money? The answer is because that's the only way to make this ship sail. It's the only way to put the fuel in the tank. Come on. If you understand what I'm talking about, do it. If you don't, well, then there's no hope. And if there's one thing I believe in, it's hope. And one thing I believe in, it's fighting. And if there's one thing I believe in, it's a radio station that tells the truth and has told it from the very beginning. I remember when people were saying, you can't say the word liar about the president. Remember that, Joe?
I do.
And CNN wasn't using the word liar. Well, I started to talk, and we all started to talk about lying liar, who is Trump. And he somehow gets to be president of the United States and now wants to stay there and is now talking about a third term. He hasn't won a second term, and the third term is prohibited by the Constitution, but that's what he's saying. So now, if everybody puts down the fork or the cup and says, okay, he's right. I can put $1 in or I can put $1,000 in, but whatever you can do it now. And I'm hoping that everybody understands from the very beginning of this program that we can't do it without you. it can't be left to anybody else. And there really is no excuse, because there's no minimum on how much you could put in to the pot. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. And I'm counting on you. I am counting on every single person to do something. Just do it.
All right. So where we are right now is we are at $425,706.
Wow. Okay.
So that it would.
Go ahead, Joe.
So it'd be nice to get to the halfway point this morning and get to $500,000, which means we would need $75,000 roughly. It's about $74,300 at this point.
That's about 740 of us this morning putting in approximately $100 or any less or any more, anything that you can do. And we're looking for it because we know that you are the best audience in the world. This is not California with all its money and all the rest. This is WAMC, which covers parts of seven states. And every single person who listens to it or who's part of it will understand that I'm not just whistling here. I'm just simply saying, if everyone, that's you, that's right, yeah. If everyone were to walk to a phone or walk to a computer and put something in now, we would be saved. And that would be what we need to do. You can't run it without the money. And if everybody does a little, just a little, we'll make it. But if you turn your back, you'll get a different kind of president. That's all I'm going to say about that.
So we have a challenge. Do you want to talk about that, Alan?
Okay, I very much want to, and I'm sure we can. And if I write in the word Amber here, I'll even know who the challenge is from. Amber, okay. Search. Okay. Okay, here it is. I got it. Thank you, Joe, for putting up with this. And I'm still looking for it. Okay. Mary Hendricks and Jay Anderson of Fishkill, New York, have come up with a lot of money. A lot of money. And that's $1,000. That's $1,000 if we can reach that. What do we need? 76,000 by 11 o'clock this morning? 74,000 by 11 o'clock this morning. It won't be easy. That means 740 people have got to say, I believe you, Alan. I do believe you. That if I do one little thing and everybody else does one little thing, we'll make it. And so that's a terrific beginning. 1,000, but we have to make it. That's terrific. Okay, Joe, over to you.
All right, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. If you hear that number a lot and you hear us say the web address, just know that there are an equal number of people writing to us saying we don't say it enough. I'm just saying. We try to do it as not much as possible, and then we get yelled at in both ways, which I'm not complaining about. I'm just saying that sometimes people hear it, sometimes people don't. So we're going to do it, you know, we're going to exercise in the with caution here and use it as much as possible. WAMC.org. 1-800-323-9262. As Alan just indicated, we are doing this during a pandemic, so we don't have volunteers in here. So we're relying on the kindness of our staff, who we are, and we have a limited staff here in the building. People are working from home, but we have a limited staff here in the building, and they're taking calls at their desks. So if you can do it, and you can do it online, that would be great, WAMC.org. And if you can't, we certainly understand. You can call us as well, 1-800-323-9262. We may have to put you on hold for a minute or two, but as long as you understand and are patient with that, it'll all be taken care of, and usually just a moment or two, and then we'll be able to take your pledge. But if you can do it online, that's great, WAMC.org, or go to the phone number, 1-800-323-9262, $1,000 challenge right now to make about $73,000 now.
Can I just say one more thing? And I say this as a guy who's been around here since 1979, thinking about this. It's really comes down to what is in everybody's hearts. Do they use it? is it of value to them? Do they understand? Do you understand? Because I'm talking to each and every person, that if you do one little thing, somehow it gets into the air and everybody else does the same thing and we're saved. It will happen. But it is going to take that leap of faith that we can't do this without you. And I mean you. So yesterday we were doing it, and I said to Jordan, our CFO, take $100 out of my salary and put it in there. Because nobody should be outside of the idea that we need to raise this money in order to keep this station going. We're very proud of you, all of you, because we haven't laid anybody off. And we haven't done anything except count on you. As opposed to a big station, huge station like KCRW, and I believe those were the call letters in California. This radio station, because of you, hasn't had to do that. And I'm counting on each and every person to say, I use it. I'm there with you. I listen to the panel. I want to do it. We love Joe. We love Ray. We're going to make this thing happen. All you got to do is walk to a phone, dial 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, and then make sure, if you can't do it that way, you do it online at WAMC.org, and we'll make it. But we need 760 of us right now, 760 of us right now to make this thing happen. Joe, sorry.
Okay, so we're at 716 people right now is what we need, 716. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, so let's bring in the other folks here, bring in our panelists, and we'll start talking and keep making money along the way. We need to make $71,000 between now and 11 o'clock this morning. So there you go. We have a $1,000 challenge on the table, and we begin 1-800-323-9262.
Joe, one last thing. I'm sorry for hogging all the time, but one last thing that occurs to me. We do know that challenges work. So if somebody has a major challenge out there, and on top of this wonderful $1,000 that we've already gotten, this would be a great time to do it. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, and just if you can get a little bit closer, Alan, we're not hearing you very well.
Is this still true?
Okay. There you go.
I can even turn up on my magic machine here. I can turn up the volume a little bit, and maybe that'll help a little
okay.
bit too.
All right. Okay. Excellent. Oh, let's go to introducing everybody. Good morning, Mike Spain, former Times Union Associate Editor. How are you, Mike?
I'm great, Joe. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much for being with us, as always. Investigative journalist and UAlbany adjunct professor Rosemary Armeo. Good morning, Rosemary.
Morning.
And counterterrorism expert and best-selling author Malcolm Nance. Hello, Malcolm. How are you?
Good morning. And I want to tell you, I think that appeal that you made is awesome, and I love
Uh-oh. You know.
Oh, go ahead. Say the love part again, Malcolm. We didn't hear you.
Oh, that I love WAMC.
Oh, there you go.
Everybody else who does needs to pony up.
That's yeah. We didn't want to miss that. Thank you. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. All right, let's get started with just a topic or two for a minute here. Then we'll go to a break and we'll come back and we'll start in full, I should say. But we begin with, obviously the big story that still is going on is the fight over the seat for the seat for Ruth Bader Ginsburg and what is going to happen in that regard. So the justification is becoming a question and one that is interesting. So we will discuss it of how the GOP is trying to justify its Supreme Court reversal. It has been 2.5 days since Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death set a political tempest in motion 4 years after Senate Republicans declined to take up President Barack Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland in a presidential election year because they said voters should decide the matter. They're now casting that standard aside and pressing forward. They have the power to do so, of course, because they have the majority, but that doesn't mean they aren't pretty transparently violating their own standard. Even a couple of GOP senators who are balking at the gambit are suggesting it would be hypocritical. They said Republicans offered a few arguments over the weekend for why this situation is somehow different. So the most cited argument by Republicans, especially by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, is that the situations are totally apples to apples. The reason the presidency and the Senate are controlled by the same party. In 2016, there was a Democratic president and a Republican Senate. Ponder that for a moment.
And Joe, he is saying, we have the power. The justification is nothing more than we have the power. He's not justifying it on it's right or wrong, or I'm a hypocrite, or I said one thing and I'm doing another. He's saying we're doing it because we have the power, and power counts. And where have we ever heard that before?
McConnell's team this weekend pointed to a number of times in 2016 when McConnell has mentioned the split. He regularly cited Grover Cleveland in 1888 as the last time a Senate controlled by the opposition party confirmed a nominee in a presidential election year. The other defense, it comes from Lindsey Graham. And I'll get to this real quick, and then we're going to have to go to a break. But one of the things that he is saying, and I'll get into a little more detail on the other side, is that, look, if the shoe were on the other foot and it was up to the Democrats, they'd do the exact same thing. And that is one of the defenses. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into this more. We'll hear from our panelists, and we'll move forward. In the meantime, WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Alan Chartok, Mike Spain, Rosemary Armeo, and Malcolm Nance. And Alan, I believe you have some news for us.
I do. You know, we said before that if anybody has something extra to put in the way of a challenge and to mean it, because, you know, if you don't make the challenge, you don't get the money. But Anonymous of Paulet, Vermont, amazingly, I always like to read names, and I want to swear to you all, we have never made one of these up. Never, ever, ever. We have never made one up. If they're not there, they're not there. But Anonymous from Paulet, Vermont has come through in a huge way and say, I'll tell you what, if you can make this, and how much do we need to go, Joe?
$65,803.
If we can make that, 650 of us, Anonymous from Paulet, Vermont will give us, get this now, $10,000. Now think about that. $10,000 from somebody who loves this radio station. Obviously you love it if you're going to put that kind of money up. And I don't think we have ever not had that money given to us when we said that if we did it, they would. It has never happened, never. Maybe once in the very beginning from somebody who was drunk. But otherwise, otherwise it has never happened. Well, it's an interesting story, because when they called the next time, equally drunk, I said, absolutely not. Yeah. And by the way, I have an admission to make. I gave the wrong station when I said KCRB. It's KQED.
No, you were right, no. I thought. KCRW. You said KCRW, and that's right. I looked it up. They have... not that it matters, and we don't need to spend a whole lot of time on this, but they had a massive layoff of staff and executive cuts and all that stuff.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
So $10,000 if we can do this, but we only have until 11 o'clock this morning. Murray is so excited that you hear him barking his head off in the background.
Yeah, we can hear it.
You see that, Murray? Okay, so here we are. We are at this moment when we can do it or not, get $10,000. But if we don't make it, we don't get the $10,000. It's that simple. That's what a challenge is. And, you know, I can't say I blame anybody for insisting on that, because that's the way it is. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if everybody will just rush to a phone, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, or go to WAMC.org. And we got one nice letter from a person who said, if Alan would only shut up, we'll give the money. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. Joe, over to you.
All right, $64,000 and $11,000 on the table. A $1,000 challenge and a $10,000 challenge. That makes $11,000. And we need to do it by 11 o'clock this morning.
1-800-640 of us.
Yes.
640 of us. That's what it would take. One person at a time, we can do this.
1-800-323-9262. Okay, so I was talking about some of the justifications. We're talking about Lindsey Graham, the words that Lindsey Graham said in 2018 that, you know, hold me to my words, keep the tape, and all of that. Those words are now indeed being used against Graham. But Graham is offering a different defense than McConnell. Rather than pretend his standard applied only to split government, Graham suggests that two things warrant his flip-flop. One, Democrats going nuclear, i.e. eliminating the 60-vote threshold for non-Supreme Court nominees in 2013. And two, how Democrats treated then-Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh in 2018 when he was accused of decades-old sexual assault. Graham referenced these twin game changers on multiple occasions over the weekend while defending his decision. So we also hear from Ted Cruz, who said that we can have a tied Supreme Court. It would be irresponsible to leave the Supreme Court with eight seats, given that it may have a role to play in deciding the 2020 election, and having an even number could result in a tie. We cannot have Election Day come and go, he said on Fox News, with a 4-4 court. So there are some of the arguments. Mike Spain, what do you think?
I think that when it comes right down to it, the party that has the votes gets to make the call, period. And in 2016, after Scalia died, the Republicans had the votes to block it. And in 2020, when Justice Ginsburg died, they have the votes to override it and push it through. Maybe. That will depend on whether enough pressure is put on incumbent Republican senators.
Right.
And I think it's up to three now who are saying that they probably won't do it. Or at least
the
they don't like the idea.
Who's
well,
the third?
I think it was going to be Collins, and it was going to be Murkowski. And I thought that the past chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee,
Grassley, said also, he would
quit. Chuck Grassley said he would.
He is not a no vote.
He is not a no vote, but he's on the
one
fence.
And a half right now. It's Murkowski who's probably reliable, and Collins who can quake at any moment.
Now the one thing we should say overnight was that Lindsey Graham is saying this morning anyway that the Senate does have the votes. I don't know how they know that, but they're saying they have the votes.
And what's Mitt Romney going to do? I don't know. You know, maybe he'll just like to be the spoiler. He's taken the role of John McCain, of being the spoiler in this case, the Supreme Court, and McCain's it was the Affordable Care Act. But, you know, we don't know.
Malcolm.
He's not going to do
it. Oh, go ahead.
He's a good senator. He's a very good senator, and his people are conservative Republicans who want a conservative court. He has the possibility to bring them a 6-3 conservative majority for years. They can endure endless charges of hypocrisy for that, and they will. And I think actually that I would go so far as to say they would be bad if they didn't. Lindsey Graham, creep that he is right. If the Democrats were in the same boat, we would be doing this. And what we have right now is a game of chicken where each party is going nuclear. Harry Reid did set this off, no question about it. And now Merrick Garland under McConnell was the next round. And now the next round after this might be going to a bigger Supreme Court. And then the Republican, it will go on forever. It's time that anybody who cares about the country is going to sit down and say, how can we fix this? The Washington Post today in an editorial is proposing term limits for Supreme Court justices of 18 or 20 years rather than life. That might do it. And then you'd end up with a deal where, okay, we'll give you the 6-3 majority, but there's term limits. That's reasonable. But it's the first reasonable arguments that I've heard since this all began, since Friday night when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died.
Malcolm Nance.
Well, we're all finally starting to understand the depth of just how bad the 2016 election has completely damaged American democracy. I was on Twitter this morning, and a friend who is one of the hosts of the Mueller She Wrote podcast wrote a really good article yesterday about how in 2016 she was deeply affected by disinformation that for her being a Bernie Sanders follower, just how deeply she was affected by disinformation that swayed her vote almost to the point where she could not justify voting for Hillary Clinton, knowing it would be a vote for Donald Trump. In the end, she voted, but we are in a point in American history where everything we love, everything that we have always thought were norms and would always be here in America, are going away. And it's not just because Donald Trump is a master of lying, which he is. It's because all of our norms, all of our beliefs are now being shaped by other people and mass media and social media. It's not just the Russians. Now everything's being done by the Trump campaign and Fox News. We may lose the Supreme Court with this. If this happens, and it just goes to show you, the Republicans are flaming hypocrites because they don't care that we don't care, that we care about this. They don't care because their followers love that we are on radio agonizing about this. Lindsey Graham doesn't care. Mitch McConnell doesn't care. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they actually got Mitt Romney's vote in the end. So, you know, taking away from the larger conversation here, we are in serious trouble now. The last major institution, which is a check on the United States government, on Trumpism, not just Donald Trump, Trumpism, is about to self-destruct because in 2016, a lot of people voted for misogyny. They voted for hatred, and they voted knowingly that they would be dismantling America as it existed for 240 years to give us what we have today. So this lovely conversation we're going to have, and the reason we have to beg for money is because we may be in a very different world in a country that is no longer the United States of America without a functioning Supreme Court in less than 45 days. Let that sink in.
Alan?
Well, I want to hear what my fellow columnists of the air, have to say. But it is so outrageous, and everything that Malcolm has just said is right on the money. But in the end, and everything that Rosemary said yesterday makes sense, except for one thing. I do want to make sure that everybody knows this is a time to fight. That this is a time not to turn around and say, okay, they won and we're screwed and that's all there is to it. No, right. That's not right. We're going to have to fight. Wait. I don't think I stopped yet. Did I?
I have the right of reply here. I did not.
Yeah, you have the absolute right of reply. But first, let me finish. Okay. I know that if we succumb to defeatism here, we are done. And this is a time that everybody has to just say from Chuck Schumer, do your job. Make sure that everything we can do, everything you can put on the table from expanding the court to anything else gets done so that they know when they do this, they've got the fight of their life coming up. Go ahead, Rosemary.
Well, what I'm going to say is that it's just mischaracterizing what I said. We are screwed on this issue. There will be a 6-3 majority. I predict that. I don't see any way to prevent it. They don't care about pressure. What are we going to do, march in the streets and go to their offices? That's not going to make any difference compared to the prize of a 6-3 court. It's done. So the next step is what we should be thinking about, and I hope we are. That's not the same as defeatism and give up. No one said that. That's a hoax.
Well, Alan's right about one thing. This is the time to fight. This is the time to express, you know, what we all feel. The night that Justice Ginsburg died, my first tweet was, memorialize her on November 3rd. No time for defeatism here. Granted, there are other people. I know very intelligent people who worked loyally for the United States government who told me the sole purpose they voted for Donald Trump was to eliminate Roe versus Wade by changing the Supreme Court. That means control of women's bodies, getting rid of everything since the 1950s, quite possibly the Civil Rights Act. Who knows? Changing the status of gay people back to being in the closet with no rights. Okay, this is the single most important election in the history of the United States to determine whether we remain the United States. So, I know I'm very Linda Ellerbe today, but, you know, you're all correct.
So it goes.
And so it goes.
Rosemary's going to a point that we may have lost the court, but there is a way. I mean, if we win this election, House, Senate, presidency, we can correct these errors. And if that means adding four more seats to the Supreme Court, so be it. They want to use raw power. We can use raw power to save America. But you know what? It's all academic until we vote. I'm going to Pennsylvania to go help turn out the vote, after I cast my vote here, that's for sure.
All right, we're going to take a break. We right now need $57,148.
570 people. That's 570 people of us. And this is a good way to fight.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll give you a...
I'm going to send you all some money.
All right. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 57. So 572 people is the number. 572 people. We have $11,000 in challenge money on the table. We have until 11 o'clock this morning to do it. We've already made just about $20,000. So that's very nice. But we need to keep going and get... This will bring us to the halfway point in the drive on the second day of us fundraising. So that is pretty incredible.
It's not nice enough. It's not nice enough. I know that if everybody just closes their eyes and thinks about it for a second and says, I can do one thing. Nobody ever told anybody what to do. But if it's $1,000, that's great. If it's a dollar, that's great. But if you walk away, you get Donald Trump.
1-800-323-9262. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Alan Chartek, Mike Spain, Rosemary Armeo, and Malcolm Nance. $55,732 is what we need to make the $11,000 in challenge money that we have. We have until 11 o'clock to do that. The money's coming in, but we still have a long way to go. 1-800-323-9262. Yes, Alan.
Joe, let me read a couple of comments that Amber was nice enough to send on to us. From Jeffrey of Slingerland, a free press is the only protection of a democratic society. WMC is my voice in a wilderness of ignorance and outright evil. We absolutely have to stand together to keep fighting. I worry about WMC's survival if Trump is reelected. Dictators don't stand for dissension. Jeffrey of Slingerland. And then Maya of Albany, New York says, in honor of the amazing, wonderful, incredible RGB. RBG, I'm so sorry. Wish it could be more. Maya of Albany. For RBG and for the roundtable, thank you. Dana of Leeds, New York. And then another from Tracy of Niskayuna, sending in honor of RGB, but also to help ensure that I continue to hear from the roundtable every weekday morning, and that's Tracy of Niskayuna. So that's great. That is where we're coming from. Ladies and gentlemen, close your eyes and just think. Just think about everything that's just been said about the continuation of the roundtable and of what we've all accomplished together here, and put something in. If everybody, I mean everybody, does one thing this morning, we really will be ahead of the game, probably done with the fund drive. So I'm asking everybody to pick up that phone and 1-800-323-9262, or do what you have to do and go to wamc.org on the computer, wamc.org. Okay, Joe.
All right, 523 people is what we need. $52,396. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Clay writes, Malcolm is wrong. Donald Trump is not a master liar. If he were, no one would know he is a liar. Chris says, three Supreme Court nominees for Trump is the true legacy of the Bernie bros who chose not to vote in 2016. Tom says, I'm so incredibly disillusioned with the American public that we cannot affect all of this third world autocratic decision making that is leading us toward a future of no options. If the Supreme Court goes 6-3, the power in America, the future in America for human rights will ride with conservatives for 50 years. When I think of our three grandsons, 5 to 10 years of age, I get nauseous. Somehow, Democrats must find four Republicans who do not want their last name attached to the criminal route to that Trump is taking. Trump is no better than the worst incarcerated felon. Owen says there is no disparity between the Republican position in 2016 and the president. In both cases, the underlying justification is identical because we can. That is why. Amy said we can be grateful that Ruth Bader Ginsburg's burial ceremonies, which will be attended by millions on TV and this radio station, will eat away at the day that the rabid Republicans have in their rush to replace her with likely a woman of little stature except for their right-wing credentials. We can only pray that if Trump's latest Supreme Court placement will turn moderate during their tenure on the bench, it's happened before. Alyssa,
that's not really fair. The people that Trump is looking on, the two women who are the top candidates, you disagree with them, and I do utterly and completely, but they're actually brilliant and experienced, and they are far more qualified to be on the court than I would say some of the people on the court right now are. So that's not really fair. It goes to this lack of discussion going on between the two sides. The problem is in putting qualified people on. Trump has been brilliant in that. He's put young, qualified people on who will push his philosophy. That's why it's so dangerous. Bad, you could impeach him.
So here's a mean letter about RGB, which we haven't heard a lot, so I'll read it. Richard says, with an ego as big as a Mack truck, RGB could not bring herself to retire when Obama could replace her. All of the great accomplishments of her judicial career and cause which she championed can now be reversed because she hung on too long. We must have age and term limits for all judicial appointments.
Well, you know, I've said before that God has term limits. The state legislature may not, but God does, and that's what happens when we die. And you don't know who will go. I mean, it's not that this is going to be 6-3 forever. Somebody may die. You never know. Somebody's walking down the street and they just may die. It happens. It will happen. I have no doubt about that. So all is not absolutely lost. You know, I'm thinking about Trump and what he's doing here. He has one Latina from Florida, and he wants her because obviously Florida is in play and is a very close election. And, you know, anybody with roots, Hispanic roots, becomes very attractive to him as a way of winning the election. And we know that's what he's likely to do. The other thing that bothers me is that everybody says that things like, you know, abortion and health care are established law. And then they get here and they lied. Even very big intellectuals can lie. So I'm concerned about that also.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is not above criticism, and we are seeing something of a pushback. I think the New York Times wrote about this. Black women, for example, are saying her feminism was of a uniquely white kind, which, of course, is a charge against the feminism of the 70s that Ruth Bader Ginsburg came out on, that she didn't do enough on race, and then, of course, that she didn't get out when the getting was good under Obama. She gambled. And she should have, because she's a brilliant woman, and she was brilliant right to the end. None of her court business suffered because she had cancer and was ill. Her mind was still there, and she almost made it. She's just a few months short of when she had to last. So it's hard to blame her for that. That's a great gig. It's powerful. powerful and you can move and you can really push your idea. So of course she wanted to stay. I have a hard time blaming her for that.
Mike.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that the, her legacy, you know, proves what you just said, Rosemary, and that is that she was continuing to promote and to promulgate really what her whole life experience was, and that was, you know, establishing rights for women in general. You know, criticisms notwithstanding, you know, you can always look back and say we should have gone this, we should have gone that, but. Yeah, I think it's just Monday morning quarterbacking. We can always say what if, what if, what if, what if. What I worry about is, you know, as Malcolm describes it, you know, if the Republicans succeed and they take the advantage on the court and the Democrats take over the White House and both houses of Congress, they expand the size of the Supreme Court, there'll be a backlash to that. I mean, it almost seems like a doomsday scenario where we're just destroying each other. Where will it come together? Where will there be some consensus where we kind of have to put down the weapons and start doing something that is compromise? Did you ever hear that word?
You know, there's one other thing.
I know where
argument for term limits that the Supreme Court justices are left guessing when's the right time to get out. I would argue that Sandra Day O'Connor left way too soon. She wanted to take care of her husband who had Alzheimer's, and when she left, she had been the balancing in the middle vote. The whole court began skewing more and more right. So she left too early, and she spent several decades working, doing lesser work in the federal court system and the appeals court level. So the same thing with Kennedy. Did he leave too early? Did he leave as a political ploy? So it's an argument for term limits. You come in at a certain time, you leave at a certain time.
I'm afraid to say it's going to take a national catastrophe, clearly far larger than 200,000 Americans dying, for us to come together. And, you know, I think Joe Biden has what it takes to sort of bring back maybe as much as 5% of the Trump voters if he were to win the election by showing that he's a good and fair president. But so long as the disinformation system exists, so long as, you know, the Trump party, it won't be the Republican Party when this is done. The Trump party has Fox News, and they have an information bubble in which they can lock opinions. We may not get past this for decades. I think there will be a radical, horrible, mean, spiteful rump of what was the Republican Party that will be, they won't be resistance, they will be insurgents, and quite possibly armed insurgents for years to come.
We have to take a break, and we are going to do just that. A reminder, we are raising money, and we are, we're fundraising for the radio station. We have $11,000 in challenge money for that we lose in an hour at 11 o'clock. We started off needing over $75,000. We now need $46,000. So we're doing well, but we still have a long way to go.
Well, you know, there's no such thing. Never mind that one. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your radio station. You made it. It is what you made it. And if everybody can just do one thing right now, one thing, I keep saying it over and over again, but if you walk away, that's when you get a choice that you weren't in favor of. And I just want to say, I have grave concerns about all those people who are saying, if the Democrats would only compromise a little bit more with the Republicans, things would be better. Let me say, some of the things that these Republicans or that this president is asking for, in my mind, are not compromisable. But, and I don't think WAMC is either. So let's everybody get off our tails and do what we need to do and save this station. SOS, save our station.
$45,800 is what we need.
450.
450 people. Yep. And we'll be at the halfway point on the fund drive if we do this by 11 o'clock this morning. So let's go. What did you just say? Get off your tail? I like that. That's what we need to do, right?
Get off your tail.
Yeah, get off your tail. 1-800. Tails. Yes. you may have more than one. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. You can also do it on the via the phone line if you have to. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We absolutely can do this. We need to do this. We have to do this. $45,000 now is what we need. We'll be right back and continue on right after this. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Well, so here we go. Here's the news. Here's the news.
Bring on the noise.
Here's the news. That we started needing $75,000. We very nicely, thank you very much, have made $35,000. Am I right on that?
That means, Joe, that means we have 1 hour
to make $40,000
to get halfway in the drive. That's 400 people in an hour. We can do it. I know we can do this. Somebody said, stop freaking out, Alan. It's not worth it. No,
It is worth it.
It is worth it. This radio station means so much to all of us, me included, but it means so much to all of us. It is not a matter of freaking out. It's a matter of just telling the truth. And the truth is, if everyone did one thing, I'm going to say it one more time, one thing, we'd be there.
Yep, 392 people is what it would take right now. 392 people, and we would have, and don't forget, $11,000 in challenge money. $11,000 in challenge money. So we'd be well over the halfway point. And we, look, we made our goal yesterday and then some. We will hopefully make our goal this morning. We have to. $39,000 is what we need. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. It is essential that we do this, and we know that you'll be with us. 1-800-323-9262. You can also do it online, wamc.org. And, Alan, I think you have some comments to read for us. I'll give you
a second to find them.
They should be right at the top of your of your feed there if you look.
Yeah. So I'm going to write an Amber, right?
All right. Yeah, there you go.
B-E-R. Okay, comments. Tuesday morning. There you are. All right. So we have heard from Brian of Boston Lake, who says, during these uncertain times, I just want to do my part to help keep this radio station going. What a good citizen Brian of Boston Lake is. Thank you for being there every day. And R.I.P. R.B.G. Thank you, Brian. Wonderful, wonderful words. More than ever before, WAMC and public radio has a crucial role to play, and we must support it and hear the people's voices. That's from Herb and Nettie of Slingerlands. And then we have also heard from the incredible, the wonderful, the love of our lives, Linda Ellerby, who said, I do this today for Malcolm in hopes he will go all Linda Ellerby more often. He said, I'm going all Linda Ellerby, he said. And so she did her thing, and we do love her. She's wonderful.
Absolutely. She'll be with us on Thursday morning. All right, so $39,000 is what we need. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. That's right, 390 people, and we have it. Let's go to some of the letters.
Yes. Can I say one more thing? Or could you be one of those 390? Isn't that what Mr. Rogers would say? Could you be one of those? Let's do it.
We go to Chuck, who says, the system has been broken for a long time, and incremental efforts for decades have produced very little. If Biden wins and the Senate flips, it's time to do it all and do it fast. Qualified immunity, gerrymandering, voting rights, health care, D.C., Puerto Rico, packing the court, climate change, congressional subpoena enforcement, .. Do it all. Codify it in law and change the Senate rules so they can't be undone with a simple 2- or 3-seat flip.
I like it.
A little bit of news here, guys. Mitt Romney just came out and said that he will vote for whoever the nominee is. So it just goes to show you, decency doesn't have anything to do with it. He is from Utah, and they are a hardcore anti-abortion state. So, you know, apparently we are going to get that 6-4 court.
And
not indecency. He's representing his constituents. He's making a vote that's right for them.
Then how do you figure out how
Cory Gardner?
But wait, before you even go there, how about the fact that he voted for impeachment? Didn't
he? Should have been impeached. Yeah. That was right. That didn't hurt Utah. But voting against a 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court conservative would hurt Utah.
Well, we don't agree on that one. You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is his constituents didn't want it. He did it. I thought it took some courage to do it, and he did it. And I'm sure he's been getting recrimination ever since. But we'll never know, because we can't open up his mind with a can opener.
Well, this vote would actually recalibrate all of that, I think. Mitt Romney would suddenly become the darling again.
I agree with that. I think that's exactly why he did it. I think the heat was too high.
All right. We go to Sally, who says, interesting that Republicans have votes before they even know who the nominee is. Well, you would expect that. We talked about that yesterday a bit. Nicole says, very sadly, there is no legal way to stop this appointment. Understand that fighting this battle in public will become the lead story until November and will only serve to dial up the already deafening volume on the culture wars that Trump thrives on. These wedge issues work. The court will change again in the future, and the future looks blue from here. We need to continue to hammer all of the reasons and examples of how Trumpism is a threat to public safety, public health, and our national security.
So let's go back to the Republicans, Joe, for a moment, senators. You know, when you think about it, they really don't have a choice. Their people love Trump. It's that simple. And if they do vote their conscience, and many of them have consciences, believe me, and they go home and they tell their husbands and their wives what they're thinking. If they do that, they're going to be out of there, and they know it, and it's just shameful. And in contrast to what happened during Nixon, when the Republicans knew what they had to do and had enough spine to do it, these people do not. It's that simple.
Let me ask a question. If they go ahead and appoint a Trump nominee right before Election Day, or on the verge of doing it immediately after Election Day, which might be the politically expedient way to do it, don't you think that that's going to guarantee Trump will lose big? I mean, don't you think it will have that impact?
He doesn't think so, Mike. He thinks that this will make his base even stronger for him, and that they will turn out. That's what he's thinking and betting on.
What do you think?
I think that there is no downside to this for Trump right now.
I need you closer, Rosemary. I can't hear you.
How about that?
Much better.
I think there's no downside in this for Trump. Right now we're talking about the Supreme Court and not about COVID and his massive mismanagement. We're not talking about his violation of civil rights against protesters and people who disagree with him. We're talking about the Supreme Court. And that's an even fight in this country. He's winning on the court long term and possibly the election short term.
Yeah. Yeah, Rosemary's right about that. There's no downside for this. His people are fired and motivated. They've just announced that he will announce his nominee on Saturday. And Mitch McConnell was just on the floor, and he said his obligation is to protect the judiciary from us, from anyone that opposes them. They're going to ram this through. I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of next week, or soon after that they have a sixth person on the court.
Yeah, and that means the debates will be all about the Supreme Court as well. So again, he's winning because there won't be as much attention on COVID and his foreign affairs failures. It's all going to be on his victorious takeover of the court.
Well, you know, they thought that Kavanaugh went, you know, getting Kavanaugh on the court just before 2018 was going to be the big motivator too. And that turned out to be completely wrong. But all the chips are on the table for America this year. All of them. We lose forever. Because I think that Trumpism will become the dominant ideology in the United States. And they don't care what the other 60% of America feels. They will rule for the 40% over the other 60%.
Malcolm, do you have another name for Trumpism?
Fascism.
Well, I mean, I do. That's what I would call it.
The, the, the corporate, the what did he call it? He called it
maddening that
it's a 60-40
split, and all it would take is for the 60% to get out and vote. And yet, I just don't see it happening. We've never gotten that many people out. I do. You've heard me talk about the census. All you have to do is fill out this 12-question form and send it in, and yet 40% of the people didn't do it. So it just does seem like it should be an easy battle, and yet the odds seem overwhelming.
Well, not so fast. What do you make, all of you, about these polls, which consistently show Biden doing much better? Now, we haven't seen anything since this court debacle began. But I have some real hope here that this may turn out to be what the pollsters are saying it is.
Well, look at it this way. Let's say that he sits his own nominee before election so that his nominee joins the Supreme Court. It has the backlash that Kavanaugh had in 2018, and Democrats win really big and really strong. There are court observers that say when justices get those robes on and do the swearing in, they no longer are obliged to the guy that put them there, and they start over time, some of them start over time to think a little more differently and look at things with a broader, view. And I mean, I think that happened to,
Roberts,
the chief judge, Robert. Yeah. Roberts has definitely evolved, and a lot of judges evolved. I mean, look at David Souter. George Herbert Walker Bush appointed him thinking he was getting a New England conservative, and what happened there? I mean, it may not be the end of the world as we know it, to quote some famous
magical
song.
Magical thinking, Michael. Magical thinking. It doesn't have. The Souter was years ago. Vetting is completely different now. The people that Trump is looking at are hardcore ideologues. And that 6-3 will undo Roe v. Wade, will undo voting rights, no question about it.
Well, I mean, Rosemary's right. Take a look at the leading candidate, this Amy Barrett. She is a hardcore fundamentalist. She is a true believer in every stretch of the imagination. She believes in Trumpism, and she also believes in this crazy theological, this philosophy where they believe that the United States should be under essentially theological leadership. What's the name of it? People of Praise or something like that?
This day,
she is out. She is the only word to use. She's on jihad, and she is on jihad to get rid of women's rights in America. And don't tell me that they don't come in with that. Brett Kavanaugh immediately made votes to validate his coming into office. Maybe 5-10 years from now, they'll soften. But you know what? These people are being chosen because they have missions. They are judicial activists, and they believe in the philosophy that the America that grew until 2016 was all completely wrong.
And it's the Federalist.
America has to emerge from that.
And it's the Federalist Society which came up with the list that he's choosing from. I don't know if these two are, but yes, I think that's right. Now, I'm just hoping that, John Roberts might lead the way. You know, being chief has some perquisites to it. We know he's a conservative, but when it came to political versus conservatism, he's been in two cases at least where he should be. So it's possible.
Oh, my goodness. We're just dreaming here. And a 6-3 court, Roberts could rule as liberal as he want, and you'd still have a 5-4 conservative majority against, say, health care.
Right.
And look at Clarence Thomas. He's been on for, 20, 25 years now?
Well, that's a whole other story.
Not favored at all. It's dreaming. This is not the Supreme Court of 20 years ago.
Well, I'm not dreaming, but I do want to ask Joe. I do want to ask Joe a question, because if there is nothing that we have learned more, then WAMC is pretty important in these times. So to be dispirited is one thing, but on the other hand, we only have 35 minutes. Only have 35 minutes to go here, Joe. What are we up to?
We need to make. We need 310 really good people to help us. $31,000. And then we'll be in good shape. But it's a long way to go. $31,000 in 35 minutes. We have done it. We can do it. Yep.
So I ask everybody, could you be one of those 310? It's not that many people. 310, could you be one? We need everybody to a phone now or at WAMC.org or at 1-800-323-9262. But now we have 35 minutes to do it in. It won't get done, and there's $11,000 on the table here if we can make this. So everybody, I'm asking you, it's Alan, and I'm saying save the stations, SOS, from the very beginning. It's been SOS, save our station, do what you have to do, and don't turn your back, because if you turn your back, you know what you're going to get. And WAMC needs that reinforcement. It needs you. So can you do what you need to do, please?
We now need $30,000. $30,000 in 35 minutes. 1-800-323-9262. It will not be easy, but we can do it. We have done it before. So you just have to focus and let's get it done.
And Joe, if somebody has $1,000, that's $3 a day. We can do it on time. So, you know, we can do it on time. We can do it.
Pay a little this month, pay a little next month. Yeah.
Something down. So you can become a sustaining member. Let's say $100 or $90 a month,
yep.
Something like that. You know, we can do this, but everybody has got to be as generous as possible here or not. But the one thing that would kill us is to walk away.
A dollar a day is very popular. You could do that over time, too. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. All right, let's see. Do you think Trump is asking potential SCOTUS nominees if they will remain loyal to him? That from Robert.
Absolutely.
Certainly.
I mean, this is not funny. He has made it clear. We've already found from everyone's biographies from the last 3 years. The first question is a oath of loyalty to him. This man is a dictator. He is an autocrat of the highest order. And you know that person will not be on the Supreme Court unless he is convinced they will protect him and his family in rulings that would actually affect him. I think another thing that he would want to know out of them is, will they make sure he is reelected? And I think it might be hinted at. I mean, he's not a subtle guy. I've met with people that know him, and guys like, you know, Michael Cohen and Anthony Scaramucci. These guys say this is all about his remaining in power to remain out of jail, and he will lie, cheat, and steal. So if you've got a chance to be lifetime Supreme Court justice and implement whatever your hardcore, insane right-wing philosophy is, and all you got to do is say, I will obey the law, after he couches it that he is the law, that person will swear loyalty to him. I used to be a conservative. I don't trust anyone that calls themselves a conservative in the modern party who is not a never-Trumper.
We're going to have to take a break in just a second. I just want to remind you that we have about 30 minutes and we need about $30,000. It's actually $29,000 now, but we need you. 1-800-323-9262. So $29,000 in 30 minutes. And we have $11,000 on the table as far as challenge money, which is a huge amount.
And Joe, as Roselle and I always remind our 6-year-old grandchildren, we say, please, thank you, everybody. Thank you for what you've done, for all the people who've done it. And we say to everybody who hasn't done something now, more than ever, please.
$29,297 is what we have left. We have just about a half hour, 31 minutes to do this in, 11 o'clock, and $11,000 on the table. We can do it, but we need you. 1-800-323-9262. You can also do it on the phone, of course, 1-800-323-9262, or online, wamc.org, wamc.org. And we would that all of this right now helps us greatly. And hey, it'll be halfway. We started this yesterday morning at 9:10, and by Tuesday at 11, we'll be halfway through with the money we need to raise, which is quite a lot and some pretty good bragging rights there. But But yeah, there's $29,000 in the way before that happens. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will continue. 1-800-323-9262. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Mike Spain, Rosemary Armeo, and Malcolm Nance. Alan Chartok is
here.
How
are we doing? How
are
we doing?
We are. We're doing okay. We still need to make about $23,900. $23,900. And we have we just have 27 minutes to do that in. Now, the good news, if there is good news, there is some good news in that Anonymous of Castleton said they heard Alan ask for challenges, and they say, I will add $1,000. So it'll make $12,000 in challenge money that we have. So we have $12,000 in challenge money right now. That's money that
we
have. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you'll be happy to know I just hit you up with $1,200.
Oh, that's
Whoa.
Very nice. That's very
that
nice.
Is so generous of you.
Has that
you can take it right. You can take it right out of your salary.
Has it gone through the system yet? I wonder. All right. So it's a lot of money. We're going to do it. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. But yeah, we need to make about $23,500. And we have 26 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
So let me ask Malcolm very quickly. Malcolm, that is so generous of you. $1,200, a lot of money. What made you pick that figure? What made you pick $1,200?
It was easy. I mean, first off, it's just $100 a month off your credit card.
Oh, there you go.
And I get paid on payday, so this will come out on payday. I won't even notice it. And you know what? This is really, despite the fact, it is the best part is it's not your salary because I get no salary from it.
Of course not.
And
really
this is a valuable program. I listen to this program every morning. It's 2 hours long. Sometimes I have to skip the job that I should be doing. But WAMC is valuable. It goes to 5 states in Canada. So, you know, it's very important that we support this. And it's, you know, I take a big chunk out of that $23,000. Hopefully we'll get 27 minutes. You guys can do it.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. $22,475. Yes.
Well, with your endorsement, Malcolm, we'll certainly do it. I mean, nobody is more beloved on this station than you are.
I get offered more dinners, right?
And yes, I was kidding, of course, because your generosity in what you do for us is just unmet anywhere. I mean, you know, this is an extraordinary gift that you give us. More than the money, your presence every day is every time that you're here is extraordinary. And everybody writes us and tells us that. And so thank you for that.
1-800.
Well, I get to hang out with Rosemary.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. $21,000 now is what we need. 21,000. 1-800-323-9262.
210 people. 210 people. Please, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Just think about what this is about. Think about this radio station. Think about the fact that you come to it. You know, I got one note said, how come you guys are always on the air asking for money? That's not true. We started yesterday. This is the second morning. Yesterday, incredibly, we made over $200,000. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah. And the last time we, the last time we asked for money was in May.
Yeah. So, you know, there's always, never mind.
Yeah. 1-800-323-9. Yeah, what he
Never
said.
Mind.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. Let's go through some of the letters here. Cindy says, stop saying Congress should vote their conscience. They are elected to vote the way their constituents want them to. Barbara says, why aren't Democrats calling this Republican hypocrisy what it is, an ultimate expression of their racism against Obama? Tom says, does the panel think a conservative Supreme Court would do away with the separation of church and state, then institute a state religion and invoke religious tenets for law?
Well, they can't first do that. It's unconstitutional.
Yeah, right. But of course, in many ways, using the Constitution and the First Amendment, they have done that. Because every time a case comes up now which says, oh, well, you know, I want to be a racist in my thing or anti-homosexual or this or that, and it's a part of my religion, the courts are going to say yes. So in a way, it's already been done.
Malcolm, were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I mean, Constitution has never been an obstacle for them. And right now, I mean...
Exactly.
I've written this in my books that they are moving us to what I call a constitutional autocracy, in which the Constitution will apply on paper, but it will really only be executed for 40% of the public. Mm-hmm. The other 60% will become servants, vassals, to essentially a dictatorship of the right. And they will, so long as that 40% approves of Trump or Trump in the third term or whoever, that then the media, I'm sorry to say, will just report it dutifully and say, oh, well, you know, it's not a bad thing because he has support. So long as he has support of his supporters, there's a complete segment of the population that doesn't care because of their fire and fury.
And if that isn't enough to get you to pick up that phone and dial 1-800-323-9262, what he said, 1-800-323-9262, or go to WAMC.org, then I don't know what could possibly do that. The idea of a guy, a president of the United States, who is running for a second term and is already, oh, I'm just joking, talking about a third term. And why? Because it makes them crazy. Come on, a third term, a constitution of the United States says you can't have a third term, and he's already talking about it.
$18,180 is what we need right now. Yeah, and we're to the point where it's about $1,000 a minute. We still have 20 minutes to go. We need $18,000. We have $12,000 in challenge money on the table. 1-800-323-9262 is the telephone number. WAMC.org is where you can go online via any device that you have of your choosing. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, and we would love to hear from you.
Heart palpitations. So we need 180 of us this time. Malcolm did his thing. I did my thing. Whatever you can do. Nobody can really be excused. Now, when you say that, what do you mean? Well, is it legal? Do you have to do it? No, you don't have to do it. You do it because it comes from your heart, comes from your, you know, your kishkas, and comes from you. And that is what will make this work. Now, we need 180 people. If you can just say, I'm one of 180. 100. Yeah, thank you, Joe. Right. I'm one of 100, 150, you know. I'm one of 160, and I'm going to do it now. Come on, everybody, over to that phone or go to WAMC.org and just be the kind of positive person that has always made WAMC work because people love it and because they do what they can to help keep the ship alive. Come on, everybody, let's go.
$13,768 is what we need. We have 18 minutes to do it in. $13,768.
How many minutes, Joe?
We have 18 minutes.
18 minutes. Oh,
18
boy.
Minutes. And $13,768.
Did Malcolm just say, go, people? Yeah, go, people.
1-800-3-
I said, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. We have a
go, people.
Turn two.
Was one
go,
of my-
people. And get those credit cards out.
Was one of my favorite toys in the Sears Wish book was the Go People. Remember those? The little Go People? Yeah. It's $11,368 is what we need now.
So close.
$11,368. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. All right. So Diane writes what? And says... Yeah. these spines, lemmings, these spineless lemmings in the Republican Senate obviously have no conscience and are amoral. A yes vote by Romney, Grassley, and you can bet on Collins changing her mind and voting yes at the last minute. They're putting their own selfish interests first before their country. They are planning to condemn millions of people to no health insurance, and millions will be dead by next year. No independent right to choose what women do with their own bodies, and freedom to destroy our environment. Just horrible, says Diane.
I can't understand it. I can't understand women all over America who say, okay, I'm going to vote for this guy. Wait a second now. Think about what he said about where he's grabbing them and what he's doing with them and who they are. This is disgusting. Come on, everybody. Let's go.
Benny says the Democratic Party wasted almost 4 years chasing around Trump trying to get him impeached. If they spent half that time concentrating on a more suitable candidate than Joe Biden, they wouldn't be in this mess. It's a shame, and AOC knows it.
Oh, that must have been a Bernie.
I find that fascinating. I find it fascinating because Joe Biden has been consistently between 8 and 10 points, consistently, without wavering, for the last 6 months. Hillary Clinton never had that. She was starting to close down to 2 and 3 points at this point in the election. Joe Biden is an awesome candidate. And if you haven't heard him talk, then you don't care. Look, it's one thing if you love Trump, but you can't say Joe Biden's a bad person or Joe Biden's a bad candidate. Let me tell you, he's got a – the only thing that can happen here is that Trump cheats. That's my impression. So,
well, yeah, and you know it can happen.
Yeah.
And you know it can happen. And let me tell you, the First Amendment, by the way, which is the premium I took, the First Amendment coffee mug and T-shirt, the First Amendment can go away for you if there is not a Joe Biden-like candidate elected, if he loses or if it's stolen. So the stakes are high. But whoever says that Joe Biden's awful, then you're awful. Because Joe Biden
you said it, Malcolm.
Yeah, you're off.
Really?
Well, I have to say, Malcolm, I agree with you in the sense that I heard him yesterday. CNN played his entire speech yesterday in Wisconsin, and it was damn good.
Right.
It was really, really good.
It was good.
And I don't know, you know, I obviously there's a whole lot more hype and blood, sweat, and tears when Trump goes on and throws the red meat. But man, as far as just a good political speech, but I don't know that. Is that working? I don't know.
We're going a little overboard. We're getting a little hysterical here. Joe Biden is a fine candidate. I'm going to vote for him. But Clarence Thomas, that's him. So if we're talking about a lousy Supreme Court, Joe Biden is as bad as Trump in my book.
What was that?
Gave us Clarence Thomas, basically.
Yes, he did.
What?
$7,178.
You know,
this is the pacifist in me trying to avoid this, but go ahead.
No candidates.
And we're not going to lose our First Amendment rights no matter what. And if we lose voting rights and abortion rights in this country, we've been there before and we got them, because that's when fighting and demanding them and working around the rules still work. So there's lots left to us. This is not the end of the world. It's a big blow and it's a loss, but it is not our Megadon. It's not the end of the world.
Alan, do you need help?
Okay, I don't want to respond to that because, you know, that doesn't help anything.
Because why?
But
because
it doesn't help.
I didn't hear that.
Help. Well, we're having a fun drive right now, and we're doing everything to coalesce around some basic principles. So I don't particularly want to get into that fight with you. But I do want to say that we it was interesting to watch the Democrats vote for Joe Biden. And why did they vote for Joe Biden in the primaries? Because he was a moderate, because he wasn't Trump, because he could give a rationale, but without creating a chaotic feeling. And I think that the country really respects that and likes it. And I think that the point that that Malcolm just made is exactly on target, because we at least could have a president again, as opposed to this monster that we have now.
All of that is true, but it does not change the fact that he is a huge disappointment to young people and millennials who are hoping for huge change, for epic-making change, and Trump and Biden does not represent that in either police reform or climate or name any issue. And young people are very discouraged. I think they'll vote because,
you know what, it would
nice the threat of Trump.
If young people voted, then they wouldn't have Joe Biden. And they don't vote. And
well,
right now, this is I call this the great American recalibration. We need to go back to normal before there's a revolution. Revolutionaries love the idea of them leading a revolution, but not doing the bureaucracy of it all. And that's how Robespierre got under his own guillotine.
Alan,
now,
I don't know how you feel about this.
This country.
We're $600 away. If we make the $600 in the next 30 seconds,
boy,
we can go to Congressional Corner.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Somebody or I'm going to have
to. Do you want to do that?
Oh,
do you want to do that?
Yeah. $600. Sure.
Yeah, $600.
You're the prince of the radio.
1-800-323. Well, you just did a really good interview with Sean Patrick Maloney, and it'll become dated, and we can air it, and that would be great. We now need $89. 1-800-323-9262, and we have 20 seconds. 1-800-323-9262, and yes, we have made it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for your love and generosity. To all the panelists, thank you very much. Alan, thank you, and we'll be back.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you, everybody.